Good morning, everybody. I welcome in a particular way all of our proud parents and grandparents and great-grandparents and family members to this graduation of our kindergarten students here at Trinity East. This is our first graduation of the year. It's our first graduation in our new church. So it's a very exciting morning for me and for all of us, for sure. You know, St. Thomas Aquinas said that young people have within them more hope than older people. He said because young people have more future ahead of them, and hope is about the future. So when we have graduations with kindergarten, our sixth graders, and when I give diplomas to the seniors of Trinity High School, it's fair to say that of those three graduations, this graduation has within it more hope, because they're the youngest we will graduate. They have indeed more future ahead of them. And so, you know that I've said what my two favorite days are, right? What are they? Yes? First day of school and the last day of school are my two favorite days. We can call this for the kindergarten the last day of school and one of my favorite days. But you know what? It's a favorite day above all because we get to see them more and more as they will progress. So imagine being a parent, and I can only imagine, of a graduate today, seeing their child graduate. What a sense of joy it must be, because this is really the first real accomplishment that we celebrate in their track of education. The gospel I just read is kind of like Peter's graduation, isn't it? Did you listen to that gospel I read? Jesus asked St. Peter three times, "Do you love me?" Peter gets kind of upset the third time, but Peter has to say it the third time because Peter denied Jesus three times. That's why Jesus had to ask him three times if he loved him. And then when he said, "Yes, Lord, you know everything, you know that I love you," Peter graduated and became the shepherd of the church, the first pope. And then Jesus also told him how he would die. He would die a martyr for the faith. And that came to pass as well in Rome later on in Peter's life. So graduations move us to live God's will. And our prayer for our kindergarten students today is that God's will may be in them. We pray for the hope that they embody. And we pray above all in gratitude for this school that we have. We begin our day here every morning, praying for what we need to pray for, being thankful for what we need to be thankful for, and truly, how beautiful it is.